Temperatures go to the upper 50s to near 60. For the morning Friday, start in the 40s to low 50s. Under an afternoon sunshine, mostly it's warmer. Already, the highs go into low 70s. We got clouds and scattered showers Saturday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, December 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 4 at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said, right here on the airwaves on WGSO. We're here Wednesdays at 5. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
And we want to hear from you guys. Here's how you can participate. Just give us a call, 504-556-9696. You can email us at jeff@wgso.com. Got a lot to get to here this evening, Mimi, and one thing that is pretty amazing, you know, we've got a lame duck session of Congress going on, and it looks like the Republican leaders, McCarthy and McConnell, are getting ready to meet with the Democrats and Joe Biden, and they're going to pass a big old spending bill, you know, same old.
You're not talking about the rail negotiations. What are you?
No, I'm talking about a big, massive spending bill.
More Ukraine?
Yeah, more from Ukraine, more for this group, more for that group. It's a massive called omnibus spending bill. They're saying they've got widespread agreement. They're going to be throwing money at Ukraine, throwing money at COVID, throwing money here, throwing money there. And just everything that, you know, we thought would happen.
Well, do you know that... we're not the only country that's asking for an accounting of the Ukraine money. There are other countries now. Great Britain, France, they're all starting to say, where is this going?
Right.
Because everyone knows that Ukraine is incredibly corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the front page, I think, in Great Britain 18 months ago. Number one corrupt country, Ukraine. I want out of there. I don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're there. I really feel Putin just wants Ukraine. I do not think he's going into
Finland,
Europe,
Switzerland,
proper Europe.
I don't
feel like that. Mm-hmm. And we need to get our fannies.
Yeah.
It's not even our fannies.
Yeah.
We need to get our money out.
An omnibus package would include new spending. McConnell aims to secure more defense spending. Let's spend more money on defense.
Neocon.
That is not attainable through a continuing resolution. He cited several major spending bills Democrats have passed over the past few years, enabling them to meet a number of their domestic priorities. Suggested a potential sticking point could be the left's desire for even more spending, domestic spending. So they're spending money on domestic. They're spending money on defense. They're spending money on COVID. They're spending money on Ukraine. And our feeling is that the Democrats have met a number of their domestic priorities previously through the 2021 $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package and this year's budget reconciliation law, which contained roughly $450 billion in clean energy and healthcare-related spending. And they want even more. And maybe if they get more money for defense, we can get more money for that and more money for defense.
I'm mad. Okay, and I just, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But what I think that they should do is to hold this bill up for as long as they can so that they can't pass other bills. Just debate it. Let the clock run out and, you know, don't let the...
A new Congress would show up.
The door, you know,
yeah.
Hit you in the butt. On your way out.
Another thing they were hoping to do was to pass, an assault weapon ban, which would actually, according to one expert, ban 70% of all the weapons that people use.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And they're hoping that they have enough to prevent that from happening. But, I mean, you can see the agenda they're trying to get through. They're trying to get through, you know, what the new Congress is not going to do because it's going to be Republican majority. They're trying to slip it through now through this lame duck.
They've been trying to ram everything in these first 2 years of Biden. That's why they never have forethought. They're just like, this is the end goal, and we don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. So Green New Deal, there's no infrastructure to support Green New Deal right now. But doesn't matter because the World Economic Forum is telling us that we need to do this. So you have to follow orders because they have now said,
right,
the people who were never elected that think they know best at the World Economic Forum that you need to do this because this is the plan. And they ram it through with no infrastructure. They ram immigration in. What they do is they're letting all these people come in. And they're saying, and now they're trying to tie it to amnesty.
So, and then one other issue, and you've got a whole pile of issues, and this is something near and dear to our heart, is this coronavirus vaccine mandate. And you've got a few people that are good. One of them is Rand Paul, and along with Rick Scott, demanding a vote to end the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate, sending a letter to all the Republican leaders. Who knows if these people will even act on it, because they're rhinos, McConnell, Thune, Barrasso, and Blunt, asking them to refrain from going forward with the National Defense Authorization Act until action is taken to end this vaccine mandate, which had never been in place from the beginning. So you've got 3,400 troops that have been discharged from the military for refusing to be vaccinated against their principles.
Not just them. Any government, you know, air traffic controllers, you know, anybody who works for the government.
100,000 active service members is a total face discharge now because of the vaccine mandate. And this is during the worst recruiting year in military history. Nobody wants to serve in the military because the commander-in-chief is Joe Biden. And, of course, the leadership is so woke. A lot of people are saying, you know, I don't want to serve in the military now with these people in charge. So they need everybody they can get, and they're getting rid of 100,000, according to Mike Johnson, who the taxpayers paid to train, and they face discharge because of this mandate.
It should be removed. You know, when they tried to put a mandate on the people, they couldn't do it. We're watching what's going on in China with their gross overreaching, you know. And we're no better than them. On so many levels, we are no better than China.
Well, and I think you make a very good point there. And by the way, President Trump said during his presidential announcement speech that he'll abolish every Biden COVID mandate, rehire every patriot that was fired from our military with an apology and full back pay.
Yes.
Which is why, again,
we love him.
Yes. So you were right. You know, we had a bunch of protesters on January 6th.
Right.
And a lot of them right now are languishing in prison. I've interviewed several of them.
Unconstitutionally.
Jake Lang just recently, a few weeks ago. And his trial date's been moved back to March of 2023. So he's going to be in prison over 2 years without a trial. And they're not even allowing him to post bail.
Well, they don't even allow him to take medicine. And you know, there's one guy who was denied his heart medication for 4 months.
Right. They don't allow them to get haircuts.
There's one clipper.
See family.
There's one clipper that everybody shares to cut their toenails and fingernails and their hair. We are no better than China.
So a lot of people are complaining about how China is treating their protesters. So you're saying there's a connection between how we're treating our protesters.
Everything happening in this country. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Censorship.
Censorship. You. Sorry. you know, everything going on. Do you know why the president refuses to make a statement about the protesters in Iran and the protesters in China? It's because if they support people who are trying to take over their countries, then they are then, in essence, saying that there was nothing wrong with J6, that we all have a right to protest, and they can't say it out loud.
Yeah.
And they don't want protesters, I'm going to mention it again, the World Economic Forum, because they want to control. They want one world order. Okay, that you couldn't say that word out loud 3 years ago. You were Alex Jones. Okay, this is happening. This is real. They do not want people to have an opinion. They do not want you to do anything but just succumb to whatever it is they say.
They want you to go on the sites that they allow, eat what they want you to eat, drive what they want you to drive, go where they want you to go, do for a living what they want you to do. Follow along with their agenda, whether you like it or not.
Tim Cook.
Of just, Apple, CEO just, of Apple.
Yes, he just cut off that drop-in on Apple phones. You can send a drop-in, and it's a communication. He just cut that off because China asked him to. Mm-hmm. But then this same dumb is now threatening Twitter because of free speech.
So he has cut back on advertising big time on Twitter, and what Elon Musk is saying is that they don't believe in free speech. So why are people buying Apple products? They don't believe in free speech.
Well, this crossed my mind. I have an Apple. I've always had an Apple since it came out. I think it was like 2007 or 8 is when I got my first Apple. You know, I can't afford right now to go get another phone.
So there's the thing. We're sort of stuck.
We're stuck.
You know, Google. A lot of people use Google. They're biased.
Don't use it.
A lot of people use all their different services. Definitely biased. A lot of people use Apple. Biased. A lot of people go to Disneyland, Disney World. You know what they're trying to do to our kids? On and on and on and on. So,
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people aren't familiar with this.
And let's talk about that when we come back, because you're a model. You've done modeling. You can certainly fill us in on what that's all about. And that is certainly, to me, a horror show. All right, brief time out. We'll take care of some business. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO, and we want to hear from you. 504-556-9696 is our open line. So a lot of issues we're going to be introducing and, of course, commenting on, and then we'll get your input as well as we roll on this busy Wednesday. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas, New Orleans. Hey, it's Vince Vance, and I'm here to tell you about the Covington Country Club Christmas kickoff. Me, Johnny J and the Hitmen, and it's going to be a great party, a good time for eggnog, and hey, come and see some old friends. Get out to the North Shore, Saturday, December the 3rd, 8 o'clock, $10, Vince Vance, Johnny J and the Hitmen, be there.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. Have you been waiting to get your roof done? And do you want to get it done right? Well, you need to talk to the team of experienced professionals at Doubleday Roofing, where they're making roofing great again. Brian Doubleday and his team of experienced and licensed roofing technicians provide nothing but quality workmanship and services to all their clients. They take care of their customers and make sure the job is done right. At Doubleday Roofing, all customers are provided with quality workmanship that will meet and exceed your expectations. Brian Doubleday has been solving all your real estate needs for 20 years. And their satisfied customers can tell you they'll help you maintain your current roofing or with a new roof, make your property so much better. For more information, call Brian Doubleday at 504-305-3385. That's 504-305-3385. Or visit DoubledayRoofing.com and find out how Brian Doubleday and his team are taking care of their customers, saving them money, and making roofing great again. All right, we're back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
And, of course, we want to hear from you at 504-556-9696. A lot of issues on the table that we've discussed. More we're going to get to as well.
Balenciaga.
Yeah. Well, I'd never heard of them until recently.
Okay. Because you're not in that world.
I'm not in that world.
And you couldn't afford a T-shirt, okay?
Not in that world. They're How much are their T-shirts?
Like $600.
Oh, my God.
And all they do is say Balenciaga on the front. That's it. That's all that's on the T-shirt.
And Kanye was working with them?
Kanye was in collaboration with Balenciaga. He was creating fashion.
Uh-huh.
And he introduced the gentleman who runs the fashion house to Kim. And now Kim is also connected to them business-wise. So anyway, beyond that, okay. So they do this photo shoot for their new campaign ad, for their new designs. And as we all know, they had a teddy bear that was dressed in BDSM clothes that was targeted to children. They also, in another photo shoot, another session for other products, they had the Supreme Court ruling that was for pedophilia, addressed pedophilia amongst all the items displayed on the table there. And then in another ad, because it's like a, you know, they released several
series
different,
of them.
Yes. There was a model, quite beautiful, if I say so myself. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting in front of a desk and her feet were up on the table, and to her left on a window sill, there was books. And one of them is a very famous photographer's book of photographs. But he is taking photographs of young children. I'm going to apologize up front. In the book, there are two-year-olds. However, when you are, you can stand up. In fake blood from head to toe.
Oh my gosh!
In some of these photos, they have neutered the kids.
Sick. That's
okay.
Criminal.
And it's on the bookshelf. Okay,
it's so criminal.
This is on purpose. Do not tell me. Okay, I just want to go have a piece of pizza while standing in front of my gate. Okay, because there is such a thing. It is happening. It is going on with the global elite.
So who are these people that put together? So obviously you have designers that are hired to put these shoots together, right?
Well, the designer, you have a creative team that comes up with the advertising, and you have the...
And Balenciaga's got to approve it, right?
The set designer. This had to go through... I mean, we're talking billions of dollars.
This demonic... activity was really approved from the top down.
From the top down.
Yeah.
Because whoever runs the fashion house, okay, it's their name on the line.
Right.
They are the fashion house. So would you hire someone to represent your company without knowing in an advertisement everything that's going down?
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't do that.
No.
So what's happening is they got so comfortable. They got so comfortable with pedophilia. Okay, because they do want to add a P to the end of the LGBTQI da 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 P. Okay, and they got so comfortable in their mission that they just did it out loud, did it right out loud. And I'm gonna, you know, Balenciaga just dropped Kanye for his free speech comments. Okay, there are repercussions, there are, but guess what, Balenciaga? You're about to find out what repercussions there are, too.
So what do you think is going to happen to them? They're going to obviously lose a lot of business. Hopefully.
Kim Kardashian, Gigi Hadid, you know, anybody that ever modeled, Nicole Kidman, you name it, they're all getting blasted on social media. And Kim had to finally come out and say, but she didn't really say, I denounce them. I am stepping away. She says, I do not condone it.
Right.
Anything to do with that.
It was a weaselly statement.
It was. She never said she's going to get away from Balenciaga. And then it's silence from the rest of them.
Nicole Kidman.
Is there no Me Too for children?
Yeah. And it's just a flat-out attack on our children.
It's because they all do it. They're involved.
It's a flat-out attack on our children. Where are the Child Protective Services? I mean, how could...
Well, they're based in another country.
How could these children be allowed to even participate in something like this?
Because they don't know. They're children.
So this was this occurred in... I mean, the parents? I mean, the guardians? I mean...
How do we know who their parents are? Do their parents condone this type of lifestyle?
What country was this done in?
It was in Paris.
Okay. Wow. 504-556-9696. Anonymous writes in, watched the Tucker Show the other day on Rumble. It's all about Apple's treasonous activities around the world, doing the bidding of the left. Boycott anything Apple.
It's all coming out, folks.
That is what our friend said, and we'll get to more. Jeff at WGSO.com. Jeff at WGSO.com. French president is going to be coming on Friday, and Billy Nungesser are going to be meeting with him. Also, I guess Mayor LaToya the Destroyer is going to be meeting with him. And here's my worry. They're going to take a walk down the French Quarter, and I'm wondering if maybe he'll stop by the Pontalba apartment for a cup of coffee maybe.
I think LaToya, she might whisper in his ear and say, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Okay?
Right. So we shall see what is going to be happening there. But well, I'll tell you, anywhere they walk around, they're going to see blight.
Boarded
they're
going
to see homeless.
Yes.
They're going to probably run into criminals. There's going to be filth. There are going to be potholes. I mean, they're going to, and they don't have enough police. I mean, are we going to get people in here from the state police and the National Guard to protect this man?
Well, he travels with his own security detail.
Okay. Well,
you know
I mean, he's walking down crime-ridden streets.
Well, Bill Clinton and Mitch did it, too.
Well, they had secrets. I mean, Bill Clinton had Secret Service.
They had been in Rick's, okay, watching with the girls.
Right.
And then they stepped out of Rick's and walked down to have a, what do you call those? Those green drinks.
Hurricane?
No.
Green beer?
The hand grenade.
Hand grenade, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was when Clinton came. That's what he got. Or Jennifer Flowers used to perform here. Maybe they went over there, said hello.
Right. Yes. She didn't care for him much, though, when she was living here.
She's the only attractive one.
I know that from personal interviews I did with her.
I mean, no offense to the other women, but they...
Right. 504-556-9696. Kathleen Willey is a very pretty lady. I interviewed her one time, but he didn't really have a relationship with her. He just... accosted her.
He just like slapped her butt or something.
I mean, he just like...
No, he touched her breast.
I mean, he groped her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was... I mean, that's her allegation. Also, of course, following the tragedy going on the North Shore, you had a police and a pastoral associate feared dead. They were friends in faith. The bodies discovered behind a building in Old Covington. Then you had a pastor of Romero Catholic Church killed in a freak woodworking accident. So two priests dead in the span of just a few days. Had a suspect in the priest killing penalized for bad behavior in prison. But it was a 40-year prison sentence, but he was released after 30 years. So if you got bad behavior in prison and you're supposedly serving in there for 40 years, why wouldn't you be in there for the full 40 years?
Okay, I want to know who's on that parole board.
Yeah.
Was it Fetterman?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that Fetterman does that kind of shenanigans.
Well, local versions of
Fetterman.
I
know, my point.
Yeah, right.
It was a Fetterman-like.
So he could have had actually even more quote-unquote good time, but got penalized for bad behavior. This guy should have never been released from prison. And 3 months after, he is accused now of killing two people and burning them beyond recognition. Horror, horror, horror.
What's his ethnicity?
Yeah, I'll check. I'm not sure.
And the only reason I ask is because it's one-sided. I think if you are Caucasian and you commit a crime, you're staying in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're staying in there. You're going to have to make bail. If you are a person of color, a black person, you're not going to be staying in there. It is a revolving door. I'm saying it out loud.
You think so? You think there's really a difference?
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that, but we'll see. Let's take a brief time out, take care of some business. We're running late for a break. We'll come back for more right after this.
The place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Does your vote really count? Is it being canceled out by fake votes? In a statewide election, votes in one city like New Orleans can cancel honest votes around the state. New Orleans should have about 193,000 legally registered voters, about two-thirds of the adult U.S. citizens living there. Instead, New Orleans has 266,000 quote-unquote legally registered voters, or 73,000 more than you would expect. Considering that John Bel Edwards won re-election by only 40,000 votes, this is important. Please call Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin at 225-922-2880 and ask him to fix this broken system. No one really believes there are that many registered voters in New Orleans, and this problem needs to be fixed now before the next election for governor. If you want to get more information or help us spread this message, email us at info@lavip.org. We are the Louisiana Voter Information Project.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
This is Louisiana State Treasurer John Schroeder. Let's face it, times are tough and money is tight, but I've got some good news. Right now, there's more than $1 billion that belong to Louisiana citizens, and my unclaimed property team wants to return it to you. Unclaimed property is lost or forgotten money from bank accounts, stocks, bonds, wages, insurance, and investment payouts never received. But don't you worry. The Louisiana Treasury team is here to help you. We've found your money, and we want to return it. Visit lacashclaim.org for your cash.
All right, we're back. He said, she said, right here on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And, of course, we're cruising through an open line and lots of other issues we want to get to. So let's hear from you, our great listeners, contributors. 504-556-9696 is your ticket into the program. Let's say hello to our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good evening.
Good evening. Let me try switching this over to the handset. All right, can you hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Much better.
Okay, so a short primer on the Mar-a-Lago dinner. Trump has established kind of a friendship with Kanye, and so Kanye said he wanted to come talk to him over dinner.
Trump about business?
Obviously said yes, because he wants to find out, well, what is going on with Kanye? Because Kanye seems to have, like, lost his mind. So Kanye, though, unbeknownst to Trump, had established a friendship with Milo and with Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes, the white supremacist, supposedly, is just a weird dude on the internet whose big goal is...
Let me interrupt you just to ask you a question, because you follow a lot of this. I've never even heard of the guy. Who is this guy they're all talking about now? I knew nothing about him.
I knew nothing about him either, but I know a lot more now.
I mean, we're both pretty aware of what's happening and do a lot of research. I've never even heard of this guy. Who is he, Matthew?
He is basically a guy who styles himself the king of the groypers. He is styles himself a white supremacist, and his big goal in life is to have a debate with Ben Shapiro so that he can show the world that the Jews secretly control everything.
And so it sounds like he's anti-black, anti-Jewish. Why would Kanye be hanging around?
Okay,
with
let me
him?
Tell you. Can I jump
All
in
right,
here?
All right, jump in.
Okay, this is what happened. Kanye announces he's running for president 2024. Milo is his campaign manager, and Fuentes is his communications director. Okay, I know. Stop laughing. So then Kanye says, Mr. President, I want to come talk to you about business. And, of course, Trump is the one you would go to talk to about business. But unbeknownst, he brought his campaign team with him. Okay,
and then another woman, like two other people were there, a woman and some other guy.
Milo has now come out and said, he's the one that suggested to bring Fuentes. He's upset. He got canceled because he made a comment like 3-4 years ago that he's attracted to young boys. He got canceled.
That's
he got upset
not the
because
comment he made, but he
okay.
He
tell us. It. Tell us.
The comment he made was that his first sexual encounter was as a young boy, and it didn't traumatize him. The wrong thing to say. He was on the Joe Rogan show.
Okay, you're
that's
right.
How he
you're
lost
right.
His job with,
All
that's
right.
How he lost his job
and,
with.
And now, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, because I do know something about Milo. I've heard of him. And I think now he's like a devout Catholic, isn't he? Isn't he now heterosexual? Hasn't he said that
he's
had a conversion?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Haven't seen him with a female human. But basically, Milo also has an incredible amount of resentment for Donald Trump and blames Donald Trump for all of his financial woes.
That's correct.
So Kanye really did a number on Donald Trump to bring these people in there that hated him
Kanye
so much.
Kanye might not have known.
Yeah.
Probably didn't, but I really think Kanye thinks he discovered a big secret that he needs to tell the world. And that is that there's a certain group of people, certain ethnicity, certain race that seems controlling everything. And he needs to tell everybody.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal about this whole meeting. And Matthew, I appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for leading us off. My whole thing about this is Donald Trump, I love him. He's my candidate.
I know what you're going to say.
But he has got a problem with the people that he surrounds himself with. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not the right people to be around. And some of the appointments that he made were horrible. And his judgment sometimes is not great. I mean, if I were advising Donald Trump and Donald Trump said to me, hey, should I meet with Kanye? I'm like, hell no. You just announced you're running for president.
Right.
This guy says he's running for president. No, you're not going to meet with him. Can Kanye bring three other people, four other people with him? No, not unless background checks are done on all these people. I mean, this is a former president. Any old person could just go by Mar-a-Lago and say, hey, I want to have lunch with Donald Trump.
Okay, everything you just said, I agree with. But also, what's the Secret Service doing? Who's his secretary at the door? Why didn't they come back to Trump and say, these people have showed up? You know what I'm saying?
Supposedly, they don't have Secret Service there. Mar-a-Lago handles the security, and the Secret Service doesn't.
Well, no, because when it came to the documents, Secret Service was standing outside the door.
From what I understand, I read that at Mar-a-Lago, there's security there, and the Secret Service doesn't control who sees the president at Mar-a-Lago. The security at Mar-a-Lago does.
The Iranians have they've put a fatwa out on him to kill him.
I'm just saying, I read that the Secret Service did not identify who these people were and didn't vet them. So anyway, it was just a mistake from top to bottom. But I mean, to me, it is an incident where he was taken advantage of. He was misled. He was lied to. And he's a victim here, really. I mean, he does not subscribe to white supremacy. He is not anti-black. He's not anti-Jewish.
No, his
own daughter's Jewish. His son-in-law is Jewish. His grandchildren are Jewish.
Yes.
His best friends are Jewish. There's been no more pro-Israel president in the United States history.
Embassy. Yes.
The number one pro-Israeli president of all time, Donald Trump.
Right.
So I think that charge is ridiculous, but they keep making the charge. And I guess he gives them reason to by saying, oh, someone was slipped into the dinner. He didn't know. Turns out to be an anti-Semite. And he came with another guy who is considered an anti-Semite, Kanye West. So there you go. I don't never met with Kanye West.
Yeah. Kanye, he's not an anti-Semite. What he is he's upset and he's at certain individuals. And he should have come out and said, I'm mad at this one, this one, this one, this one, and this one.
Well,
and
yeah.
You have hurt this performer, this performer, mm-hmm. this performer, this performer. Yeah. Instead, he came out and just made a broad brush.
Yeah, and you should never do that. You should never generalize. And that's a big problem a lot of people make.
So everyone's making mistakes.
504-556-9696. That is our talk line. It is He Said, She Said, open line on the program. Let's bring on one of our favorite contributors. Miss Janet is with us. Miss Janice is with us in New Orleans. Hey, Miss Janice, what's going on? Good evening.
Nothing too much. I just called to say hi. And, wanted to let y'all know I'm still here.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Well, I've been thinking about you, praying for you, and I know you've been following everything going on. I'm glad to get emails from you periodically about issues. Are you going to be greeting the French president when he comes on Friday?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I'll be home resting, I guess.
Have you signed your recall petition?
I haven't gotten it. I'm waiting for it to come.
Okay.
Now, I'm wondering, I hope it's not, if it turns out to be like a card, then I'm going to have to shove it in an envelope to mail it back. I hope there's an envelope or something like that.
It comes with a return postage paid envelope.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because if it didn't, I was going to just put it in one of my envelopes and mail it. Yeah, because I can't have that just floating around.
You need to find out what precinct you vote in, and you need to include that on there.
And I think you have to sign it exactly how you sign your voter registration when you go vote. Sign it exactly the same way.
Yeah, well, I don't. Right. Just put my name down like I do when they make you sign when you go to the voting mm-hmm. poll. Yeah, I just put my name down on that.
Because, if there's one little error, they could throw out your signature, and we want it to count.
Yeah, well, I don't use my middle name or anything. I just put my name.
And I put a K for my middle name. So if
I never use my middle name for anything. I really don't.
Miriam Owens.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't changed my name over legally. But if I sign Miriam Owens and I don't put that K.
Are you supposed to put any kind of date on it or anything?
If it asks for a date, put a date.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Something
because it has to be done within a certain time period.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read it very carefully. Well, I'll tell you what happened today, speaking of time periods. Right now, I have a voting ballot that's supposed to be December 10th. Okay, I'll put a note outside. I have a note, and it says, mail carrier, please ring doorbell. I have outgoing mail. Mailman came today, didn't even ring the doggone doorbell. So we'll see what happens tomorrow when the mailman comes again. Don't come every day. But you would think when they did come, the least that they could possibly do is read the note, which is attached mm-hmm. to the mailbox, and ring mm-hmm. the doggone doorbell. Not everybody has a car. They took away mailboxes,
right?
Which would be nice if they were to have them again. Yeah, it would be nice.
I'm going to make a broad statement and tell everybody, please ring her doorbell.
Yes.
When she gets her
don't
mail.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Mimi, because I'll have to take the note off. Yeah.
No.
Definitely have to take that note down. But no, but seriously, it's kind of stupid. You know, they see it, they read it, and they totally ignore it and say to hell with it. But what people do not realize is that not everyone drives a car and can get to a post office.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, it definitely does make a difference. You know, I don't know, people today just don't think. It's like sometimes they deliver something. And, groceries or something, plank it down on the porch, and they don't ring the doggone doorbell. How stupid is this? I don't know whether it's stupidity or whether they're just lazy. It's one of the two, or maybe both. But anyway, my main reason is just to call and say hi and let you guys know.
Well, always a pleasure. Thank you, Miss Janice. Keep in touch with us, and we'll keep praying for you. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take
you're
care.
On the recall front, I wonder if it states anything on the outside envelope. Like, could there be some shenanigans at the mail, at the post office,
yeah,
where they
I
just throw out the recall?
You mean like they do the mail-in ballots?
Yes.
They go to Republicans?
Yes.
Go in the file 13?
I mean, LaToya has shown she's vengeful.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we know. Contractors have already reported that.
Right.
504-556-9696. It is WJSO. You're listening to you, he said, she said. We are going through an open line. Today's good news, Mimi, hurricane season is over. And they promised an active season. It turned out to be a pretty mild season, so they were wrong.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They were wrong. All right, we'll come back with more right here in the airwaves. Come join us, 504-556-9696. We'll be right back. Let's shout, shake your body down to the ground, let's dance. Let's shout, shake your body down to the ground, let's dance. Let's shout, shake your body down to the ground, let's dance. Let's shout.
Merry Christmas, New Orleans. Hi, it's European. Vince Vance of Vince Vance and the Valiants. And guess what? I'm ready for some eggnog and some Christmas cheer. You can get some, too, at the Covington Vince Country Vance. Club for their annual Christmas kickoff. It's December the 3rd, Saturday. A good time, $10. Me, Johnny J and the Hitmen. Johnny J, the undisputed king of Louisiana swamp pop. Be there, Covington Country Club, December the 3rd, Saturday. Yeah.
I'm a corrupt politician.
You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable, pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
This is Louisiana State Treasurer John Schroeder. Let's face it, times are tough and money is tight, but I've got some good news. Right now, there's more than $1 billion that belong to Louisiana citizens, and my unclaimed property team wants to return it to you. Unclaimed property is lost or forgotten money from bank accounts, stocks, bonds, wages, insurance, and investment payouts never received. But don't you worry. The Louisiana Treasury Team is here to help you. We've found your money, and we want to return it. Visit lacashclaim.org for your cash.
All right. We're back. He said, she said, I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And Mimi, you know, the other day, it was the 59th anniversary, a very sad day in U.S. history, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. and John F. K. And now we're hearing that there's some records that the federal government still has, and there have been all kinds of questions. Will those records be released? And the answer is no. Joe Biden will keep the JFK assassination records secret. His refusal to release the remaining Kennedy assassination records is no surprise. So after 59 years, we still don't know the truth. On December 15th, the remaining Kennedy assassination records are scheduled for release. But it has now been clear that Biden will not release them. We're hoping that Donald Trump would, but he released some. But he kept some secret, and they're still secret. We still don't know. We still don't know the truth.
Color me shocked.
Yeah, 59 years later.
I mean,
so
they've all passed away. So what's the?
Well, I mean, who knows what they're hiding? But they're obviously hiding something they don't want to share with the public. Andrew Napolitano, who was one who was pushing for the release, and Trump was saying he was going to release everything, and he said Trump had a change of mind regarding the release of the records, and he said it was a phone conversation he had with Trump, and in which Trump said he wasn't releasing the records. He said that Trump, who was finishing up his term, told him, "Judge, if you saw what I saw, you would know why I can't release them," said Trump. "Judge, if you saw what I saw, you would know why I can't release them." When asked what he was talking about, Napolitano related that Trump said he could not tell Napolitano over the phone, but could tell him next time they met in person, something that has yet to happen. Napolitano then speculates regarding why Trump changed his mind, saying, what the hell could he have seen? Whatever it was proof of more people involved than Lee Harvey Oswald, people in the government, and he didn't want to reveal it, even though many of those people are themselves now dead. I think they scared him or threatened him. I don't know. I don't know what he saw. He was determined to reveal it. Then he saw something, and he goes, "I can't reveal it."
Well,
so
it would also make sense if it was another foreign country, and then that would be a problem for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have to take. I mean, I don't know. It's been so long since it happened. I don't know if we would take action.
Right.
You know, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover's dead.
But we were hoping that you know, all the information would be released by Donald Trump. He said he was going to do it, and then the fact that
he said it before he reviewed it,
that even he couldn't do it. That even
Which
Donald Trump,
that
the one guy who is the reformer, is the outsider, is a businessman, not part of the establishment, not part of the deep state, if he couldn't do it, then it must be gargantuan, bombshell.
President Johnson's passed. I mean, everybody's passed.
Right.
See, that just makes it worse. Was this Judge Napolitano?
Andrew Napolitano, yeah. He's the one that found out from Trump why he didn't release it. And the judge said, you know, Trump will tell him next time he sees him in person, and he hasn't seen him in person since
then.
But
if it's that bad, why would you even tell one person?
Well, because he asked him about it, and he told him, but he didn't tell him the details. So
I guess he didn't want...
Fast forward
to... He didn't want it recorded.
Fast forward to now, and we're coming up on December the 15th. And the remaining records are scheduled for release. It's been 59 freaking years. But, quote, don't get your hopes up. And the prediction is he will. And, of course, Joe Biden's not going to release anything.
Could have been Biden.
Joe Biden is the part of the police state.
It could have been Biden.
No.
That was Hunter's fault.
I don't know. No, I don't think he was in Dallas on that day. 504-556-9696.
It was the Russians. Yeah. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Well, I mean, some people say Russia. Some people say the mafia. Some people say Cuba. Some people say the mob.
It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, I'll tell you.
Some
that.
People say it was LBJ. You know, some people say lone gunman.
Did you say the Union?
The Unions? No. Mm-mm.
Because the Kennedys, they, in order to get votes, they
right.
made deals, and then I think they were reneging or doing something or
mm-hmm.
investigating unions or
yeah.
So it could have been the unions. I don't know, Jimmy Hoffa. I don't know.
Teamsters. Yeah, who knows?
But we want to know.
All we know is that the information is not coming out on the 15th, and that is, you know, that's unfortunate. Unless we're all surprised. So the rail strike, Joe Biden had announced that he had solved it. Then, of course, we got our hopes up, but now it looks like it could be coming back.
Yeah, Union Amtrak Joe, which is what he's always saying. I'm the biggest pro-union guy out there. I'm Amtrak Joe. I've ridden more, you know, hours than the people who, you know, run the rails, you know, and here he is. He can't negotiate anything because he's just a politician. He's never been in business. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to sit down. And all the people that work for him, they've never been in business. Uh-huh. They don't know how to sit down and negotiate. None of them. That's why we need Trump. Trump hasn't he successfully negotiated with everyone.
A lot of deals. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so this, I don't know if they want 7 weeks paid leave. We just went through this COVID, so I guess you could you know, relate it to that. Like, you know, we can't just sit at home and not get paid.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if they do strike, that would be catastrophic to the economy.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's going to hurt almost every American.
And it's going to be Joe Biden's fault.
Yeah.
That's where the bottom line is. And I just really feel that... I just can't anymore with this. I mean, we can't, even the tankers, it's not fixed just because they don't talk about it.
Right.
It's not fixed. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many ways that we go about our lives in this country are dependent on our goods and services.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know one thing, that trains are run off of coal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tankers are run off of?
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Farming. Farming is run off of tractors, diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of these things
are
very suspicious.
We still,
we
had a very short supply of diesel, and I think that hasn't been rectified. So
they
that's
don't
still,
want you to.
That's
to,
still a problem.
They don't want you to farm because. Yeah. Because it creates emissions, and the tractors create them, the livestock create them. You know, they even brought up, I'm not kidding you, I read it with my own eyes, they brought up dogs create emissions. They said, it's ridiculous. Right. So that's why they're trying to reform patterns of the way we eat. So they don't want us to eat those things. So how do they get you to do that? They have to cut off the supply. The fertilizer. They put sanctions on fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, this is by design. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we're getting hit from all sides, and we have in charge someone that I've been saying from the very beginning, Mimi, is mentally incompetent. And you know, he was just asked the other day about his physical. And, you know, they were talking about he's going to try to get a physical, but nobody asked, well, are you going to have a mental competency test? He didn't release one last year. We haven't had one released since he's been president.
Come on, this is like the birth certificate 2.0. It's like whatever it is they don't want you to get because there's a question behind it, you know, they stall.
Every Republican should be making this a big issue and said, hey, we need the mental competency test to verify that this man can serve as president.
I can't believe when you go and say you're going to run for president, I can't believe that they don't do
a competency test then.
Then I want to see your long form birth certificate.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
All right, my dear. Thanks to everyone who joined us today. It was a lot of fun. We'll be back next Wednesday for another edition of He Said, She Said. And I'll be on with you tomorrow for Ringside Politics. Have a great day, everyone.
Do you feel ignored by your government? Do you feel crushed and helpless under its weight as it tries to take more and more of your freedom? Does your government seem dead set on making you live in a constant state of fear, frustration, and anxiety while it tramples on the individual freedom that you were guaranteed under the Constitution? Do you feel voiceless and alone? Are you sick and tired of being oppressed and abused? Well, do not fear. The Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, LCAG, is here and near. LCAG is the only advocacy group in Louisiana who has but one loyalty, the citizens of the great state of Louisiana. If you are tired of being ignored by your elected representatives, join our cause as we clean out the traitors in our state legislature, the legislators who are supposed to be protecting you, but instead have betrayed you and sold you out. Go to LCAG.org and join the growing army of Louisiana citizens who are
we're going to return the Louisiana legislature to the people. That's LACAG.org. Are you one of the many whose roof hasn't been done yet after Hurricane Ida? Well, Dell's Roofing works with homeowners like you to repair or replace the roof and gutters that were damaged by the storm. Dell has been roofing New Orleans since 1982, and Dell and his crew are personally on every roof replaced or repaired. No matter where you are in the insurance claim process, Dell can help. Haven't filed a claim or received partial coverage for repairs? Denied replacement coverage? Or are you ready to get the work started? Dell's Roofing would like to offer you a free inspection and roof assessment. Dell will take the photos and videos to show you exactly what's going on up on your roof. Then you be the judge on what next steps, if any, to take. So call or text 504-402-7013. That's 504-402-7013. Or visit dellsroofing.com for your free inspection and roof assessment.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.